Tell us about the Export-Import Bank. When did this lapse?
It lapsed on June the 30th, and the Export-Import Bank has existed since the 30s, and it is what is called an export credit agency of the United States government. It actually makes money, by the way. Last year it made it helped reduce the deficit by $600-something million. So it's not something that costs the taxpayers money. It makes money for the government and therefore the taxpayers. About 60 countries have an export credit agency to support in various ways exports from their manufacturers or companies to the rest of the world. And we've had this since the 30s. What's happened is that Congress, even though the Senate has voted three different times by large bipartisan margins, way over 60 votes every time, to reauthorize the bank, the House has not allowed it to come up for a vote. Those of us who support the Export-Import Bank, an organization called Exporters for XM, and they're small businesses, large businesses, manufacturers, and others, all we don't want is a vote, because if there is a vote in the House of Representatives, it will pass by large bipartisan margins, very similar to what's happened in the Senate. But there hasn't been a vote, and we need people to understand it is costing jobs already, even though it's been out of existence for 2 months, or actually it's kind of on the shelf. It's just sitting there. Can't do any new business. We are starting to see companies who are moving jobs to countries that do have an export credit agency, because many big projects require that you have the support of your export credit agency.